Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.' Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Psalm 2. Can you tell that it's Lent yet? The Psalms have taken a distinctively sterner path this last week or so since Ash Wednesday. But I will say, and I really got to admit, nothing will challenge your limp-wristed, ultra-feminized American view of Jesus like the Psalms. People like to quote cherry-picked verses here and there. They'll yank out a real nice part about the stars and put it on a coffee cup. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actually reading the Psalms. They just won't let you have a one-dimensional God. And they won't let you have a God who's actually angry at sin. There is no room for the light and fluffy teddy bear who is just nice all the time to everybody no matter what. What a terrifying God Jesus is. You see a little bit of it in the book of Revelation when John sees him on the seashore, right? His eyes are burning with fire, golden sash around his waist, his robe flowing, white hair like the Ancient of Days that he is. John falls on his face, dead. Not dead, but yeah, dead. But it's only once you've seen that terrifying Son of God, once you've acknowledged how terrifying he really is and how rightly so, because he's God, that you hear what this terrifying God says. Fear not. Rise. This psalm is not spoken to the one who fears him and so will be told, "Rise." The psalm is spoken to the morons of this age, those who call themselves wise, the scholars and debaters who Paul scoffs at and derides in 1 Corinthians. "For their own wisdom has become their folly, and they have set themselves against the true wisdom, the true knowledge of God." And so here, David, as a prophecy of Jesus, asks how the world can be so foolish as to think it shall burst apart God's bonds. And what is the bondage that God has set us in? Don't miss this. What is the wages of sin? It's death. How foolish it is, we fallen men, to think that we shall conquer death on our own. And if you listen, it's out there. There are people waiting for this thing called the singularity. It's the moment when mankind joins with machine and we can all live forever. Lucky us. He who sits in the heavens, that's Jesus, ascended, anointed, final and everlasting King, he laughs. Speaking of verses taken out of context, I remember once seeing a young man wearing a shirt that had that little bit there on it. He who sits in the heaven laughs, and it had the happiest picture of Jesus he ever saw. It had his head thrown back. Man, he was a happy Jesus. verses taken out of context, cherry-picked. He's laughing at the insanity of us thinking we could cast him off. And his response is to hold in derision those who would do so, to speak to them in wrath and say, I've got my king. I've got my answer. Jesus, Son of God, begotten of the Father, with the nations being his heritage. And he will, by the end of this age, break this age with a rod of iron, dashing all of it to pieces, consuming it in fire and rolling it up like a scroll. So, you kings and everybody else, hey, listen up, be wise. Hear these words. It's law. Yeah, it's law, but it's true. We stand condemned before the Almighty. But he is not one who wants to show wrath. His wrath is quickly kindled against those who justly deserve it, but he doesn't want to be that way. He doesn't like being that way. What he wants to do is give. Mercy, goodness, joy, comfort. That's what he wants to do is give. So serve this Lord with fear and trembling. Kiss this Son. Because blessed are all who take refuge in him. Blessed is the one who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of sinners, or sits in the seat of scoffers, but whose delight is in the word of God. You, hearing about this Jesus, then, are like a tree planted by streams of water, with your fruit coming in season. Your leaf will not wither. All that you do will prosper your faith. Even though the wicked will not stand in the judgment, they will be blown away like chaff. The Lord knows you. The only way to have it not be so is to refuse to believe it.